lot of religion, but no relationship with the living God. I knew about him, but I didn't know him. And now, I know I used to carry or had crosses with Jesus in it. I don't do that anymore. See, he's not there. I remember Jesus, yes, that he died for me. He bled, he spilled his blood so that I could be forgiven. But then he rose. He's not in the cross anymore. He did all the suffering he was going to do for my redemption. What an awesome depiction of the true gospel of Jesus Christ we have seen in that demonstration. Today we celebrate Jesus' resurrection from the dead, victory over death, hell, and the grave. Jesus had promised that many times to his disciples. He said it, and they wouldn't get it. And so they were skeptical. But he said very clearly that he would rise again so that he could prove that he was who he claimed to be. To prove to all of us that he had accomplished all the things that he had promised that he was going to do in our behalf. He had to be raised from the dead so that he could fulfill all the biblical prophecies that spoke about his resurrection. And he had to get out of that grave because it is a vital element of our saving faith for you and for me. Many people have died, but only one. After death, he was risen, and he is alive forevermore. So our belief in the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ is a great step for every person. But the action that we take about that belief is really what determines our eternal destiny. You can believe and say, yeah, I know Jesus rose from the dead, but if you don't do anything about that, it's still just a fact of life that doesn't affect you. Today in this country, where Christianity is so widespread and so openly spoken about, there are still many people who believe that there is just a here and now, that there is no afterlife. And then there are many who say that they believe in the afterlife, but their lives, they act as if they didn't believe that at all. And finally, there are even Christians here today that say they love Jesus, and yet they have not spent any meaningful time with him in a month or two. You do that to your significant other, and I dare say that they are not significant to you at all. We say we belong to Jesus, and we don't spend time with him. That needs to change. Just as God prophesied from the beginning that Christ would come as a man, and it happened, so it will be in the future, just as he has already prophesied about those who are in Christ. And God has also foretold what would happen to those who do not have Christ. And that predicament is not pretty at all. That's why Jesus continually was saying, for those who have ears to hear, let them hear. Jesus is calling you and I to come to Him. But if you have never recognized that you are lost and without God, today is the day to have ears to hear. Settle your past once and for all. Settle your present. And then secure your future in Christ Jesus. And this is what God wants you to hear today. You need to acknowledge that you were born with a rebellious nature. And soon after you grew up, you sinned against the living God. You and I have. The issue is, if we don't change our nature, we will spend eternity separated from God, because that is a result of having a sinful nature. However, if you repent of your past and ask Jesus to change you, He'll come, He will forgive you, He will cleanse your heart from all sin. He will change that sinful nature into a godly nature, and then He will adopt you into the family of God. This is the only way to settle your past. This is the only way to correct your present. And this is the only way to secure your future, as God has ordained and desired for you and for me from the beginning. Olivia, would you come to the keyboard, please? There is a day of reckoning. There is a future judgment where we will give an account of our lives. And once that sentence is given, that sentence will stand for eternity. You see, we were created to live forever. That's why these bodies resist death so much. We fight till the last breath to stay alive, because we were never intended to die. We were not designed to experience death. You know, when it's all said and done, at the end, we will all be given eternal physical bodies. And we will either enjoy eternity or suffer for eternity. This temporary life is just but a blimp in the radar of eternity. But what you choose within that blimp will determine your destination. If you have made Jesus the Savior of your life, then the coming judgment for you will only determine how many rewards you will get, because your destination is already secured. But if you have never made a personal confession to God about your spiritual condition, then you don't have a valid argument to stand before the righteous judge and avoid His eternal sentence. But if you would like to secure your eternity and make sure that in your resurrection you get to be in a wedding and not in a fiery oven, then you come, you speak to one of us as we close our service in prayer. We will help you to receive Jesus into your heart. This day can truly be a resurrection day for you if you have not experienced that resurrection salvation into your heart. The gospel has been presented. There is no more to say now. What is left is now for you to decide. Do you want eternity with the Lord Jesus? Or do you want to reject? For those who have ears to hear, let him hear. Father, I thank you for sending your Son to live a perfect life, to fulfill all of what the law required for us to live in order to obtain righteousness. And then, after Jesus fulfilled everything perfectly, he took my sin and the world's sin, past, present, and future. And he took it. He was nailed to the cross so that he can go and pay for the sins of all mankind. Eternity in an instant, he suffered for me. And then he was declared righteous. He was lifted up. And he was declared King and Lord forever. And I thank you, Jesus, that you not only did that, but then you opened up your hands and said, whosoever comes to me, I will receive and I will give eternal life. Lord Jesus, we thank you. Holy Spirit, I pray you bring conviction to those that need to be convicted. Lord, you gave us eternal life, and that eternal life starts right now while we are here in this world. You come to our hearts. You never leave or forsake us. You are with us forever. We will reign and live with you for eternity. And we thank you for that promise. You have fulfilled all your promises in the past, and you will fulfill those that you have made for us in the future. We thank you and we praise you. If you have not made that decision to receive Jesus into your heart, to change your sinful nature, and to make you a child of God, today is the day. Now is the accepted time. If you want to do that, come and make that decision today. Father, I thank you for this service that we have experienced. I thank you for the demonstration that speaks of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice. Lord, I pray you bless those who have made the decision to serve you, to belong to you through the blood of Jesus. And I also pray for those that have not made that decision, that they will do it today. I bless your people, and I pray that the rest of their day, as we commemorate the resurrection of our risen Lord, Lord, we thank you for abundant life. And I pray that that abundant life will carry us through for the rest of our lives here on earth. I bless your people and I thank you for them. In Jesus' name, amen. You are dismissed. If anyone needs prayer or wants to become a Jesus follower, we're going to be here for a little while. God bless. Have a wonderful day. Remember that the children have a special gift in the front somewhere.